of excuses of why people aren't losing body fat, but this new one is ridiculous. After having my own gym from 21, helping people lose body fat for almost the last 10 years, this one, it's crazy and it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not sorry if I offend anybody on this one, but food noise? Noise food? Food hunger? This one's brand new to me. But people are just coming up with anything nowadays of why they can't get healthy, why they can't eat right, and every single excuse of, oh, I have to have this, I have to eat that, I can't just stop, I have food noise. Like, what? This is the most ridiculous thing ever. What I'm picking up on after posting about Monjaro, people are saying, oh, it stops me with food noise. Oh, it stops you from being hungry? It stops your cravings? Look, ladies and gents, you want to stop cravings, you want to stop being hungry, eat! Stop starving yourself! Stop thinking that if you stop eating, you're gonna get healthy. You're not gonna get healthy. You're gonna break down lean muscle mass. You're going to destroy your hormones. You're going to destroy your metabolism. You're thinking about food all damn day long because you're starving. It's not food noise. Like, I've heard of every damn excuse. I had a client tell me one time they couldn't show up to the gym because their kid's hamster died. But food noise? What? Ladies and gents, if you've gotten this far listening or watching this, go use the free calorie calculator once you guys are done listening to this weight loss over coffee, because this one is absolutely astonishing. Welcome to a snowflake America where we have to blame everybody else and everything else other than ourselves, taking our own accountability once in a while, saying why we're unhealthy, why we're not eating right. It's not because of some new magical word, food noise. Like, what? Like, that's an American thing for sure. We're going to blame everybody else on why we're fat, overweight, and unhealthy. Look, I get it. You're eating healthy. You're eating meat, veggies, nuts, seeds. You're eating what we should be eating, and you're still not getting results. And then you're going to come up with this freaking buzzword, food noise. It's because you're under-eating. You can absolutely eat healthy to a T, but under-eating by 500 to 1,000 calories, and you're still going to be hungry all day long. You're still going to have the carb and sugar cravings. It's not this stupid freaking word, food noise. Look, this is how easy this entire thing is. Watch this. So you guys, breaking news. We found out a new condition. Food noise. Are you having cravings and you're trying to lose body fat? Are you constantly thinking about food? If you are, it is a new condition that has been discovered. It is called food noise. And if you want to make the food noise disappear, take this injection. Take this pill. It won't make you hungry anymore. You won't be thinking about food anymore. Your carb and sugar cravings will be gone. See how easy that was? See how I just related and made you think, oh my God, that's me. That's me. I'm doing that. It's because you're under-eating. It's called sales. How do I relate to you and make you be like, oh my God, I need to buy that product? Stop with the nonsense, ladies and gents. I promise. Look, I'm not here attacking anybody. If you feel offended, well, there's probably a safe place somewhere out there for you. Welcome to America, ladies and gents, home of the land of the snowflake world where it's everybody else's fault but yourself. But I promise you guys, I promise, 1 month. Majority of you within 1 month of hitting the calorie goal, eating real food, meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, and fruit, eating real food, I promise your body will change in 1 month. And here's another one too. When people are like, oh, this guy's spreading a ton of misinformation. What benefit do I get from people getting healthy and losing body fat and changing the way they're eating, not starving themselves anymore? Every single person I've helped, if you guys go to the website right now and go look at the before and after photos, every single one of those people, everyday moms and dads, working people just like you listening, increase their calories 500 to 1,000 more than what they were currently taking in to try and lose body fat. So, taking the right amount of calories, go get the free step-by-step plan,
stop making up excuses of food noise. It's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard in my entire life. Do you want to know why your cravings are not going away? Do you want to know why you're hungry every single day? It's because you're not taking in enough calories. You're not feeding your body. If you don't feed your body the nutrients that it needs, your body's not going to function correctly. Stop relying on drugs. They don't make you lose body fat. They make it to where you're not hungry anymore. You're hungry because you're not taking in enough calories. You're not giving your body the nutrients. That's why all you women rip your hair out and leave it on the shower wall. I'm not in the drug industry. I don't have a benefit of telling you guys on how to actually get healthy, how I've got people with PCOS, Hashimoto's, hypothyroid, insulin resistant, type 1, type 2 diabetics, struggling with weight loss, getting results. And I do it for free. I give you my entire step-by-step plan for free. But just like everybody else out there, they can't change what they're eating. They can't change their freaking lifestyle. They can't change to put the damn cake down. But they're going to blame everybody else on why they're not losing body fat, why they're not getting results. Look in the freaking mirror. The reason why you hate the way you look, it's because of you. Stop blaming everybody else. Stop blaming the blame game. That's all everybody does here. Oh, I took this drug. It was the best thing I ever took. Stop knocking the drug that everyone's taking. What benefit do I get having people stop doing drugs and actually changing the way they eat? I do it for free. There's no benefit from that. I got no benefit other than knowing that I get to change and have a huge impact in somebody's life across the world. Yes, I own Fullerton Nutrition. Yes, I have supplements. They don't make you lose body fat. Nothing you buy, nothing you eat is going to make you lose body fat. So there goes every single person out there who's worried about the snake oil salesman. Don't buy anything. Don't give me your money. I don't want your money. I just want you to finally make a change and stop quitting within 4 weeks. Y'all didn't get fat and overweight in a month. If I ate cinnamon rolls every single freaking day, of course I'm going to gain body fat. Absolutely. My body ain't going to look the way that it does if I go from hitting my calorie goal for weight loss of eating real food. I guarantee you all of this. There's already a Netflix documentary on this years ago. I don't change my calories. I do not change my workout. I go from eating meat and veggies every single day to bread, pasta, tortillas, rice, candy, and soda. My body will absolutely look different in just 1 month. So don't tell me it's calories in versus calories out to actually getting healthy. I don't change my workout. I don't change my calories. My body will absolutely change. My hormones will change. My levels will change on all of it. So please, for the love of God, ladies and gents, take accountability once in your life. If you want to lose body fat and you want to get healthy, you can't just do it a couple days and expect to get results. Stop getting on the scale. The scale means nothing. Ladies, get on top once in a while. Go for a good 30, 40 minutes. Turn that heat up. I promise you can lose 5 pounds. Just water weight. Stop worrying about the scale. Stop doing diuretics. Stop doing cleanses. At the end of the day, you take in the right amount of calories and eat real food. That's all you have to do. So ladies and gents, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. And if some random person on your TikTok, Instagram, or your podcast just made you feel a certain way, it wasn't an attack on you, so don't be a snowflake. Don't be offended what somebody else said. Life's too short to be angry. Smile a little bit, all right? Have an amazing freaking day.